in a leap year, Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra. In my sefer, I have at least one mimer on that. So it's always a challenge to make the connection. Usually, Shkolim is Mishpatim, and Tzaveh is Zohar, right? And in a leap year, Vayikra is Zohar. So let's see if we have some commonality here. Vayikra al Moshe Vayidaber Hashem Elov Me'ol Moed Leimor. So Rashi says, and Rabbi Newberg had discussed this Rashi a little bit last night, HaKol Holech U'Magia L'Ozdov, that Moshe Rabbeinu was an old Moed, and Hashem, and he heard the call. Kol Yisrael Lo HaYushomim, as Rabbi Newberg says, the rest of Kol Yisrael, they weren't an old Moed, they didn't hear the call. So Vayikra al Moshe, there was a call that Moshe heard, and everyone else didn't hear. Yochol afla hafsokos. Haisakriya halmaloma veidaber. L'dibur haisakriya halola hafsokos. So we know that there's the peis and the samachs and chumash. Those are the hafsokos. So Vayikra, when Hashem had a kriya, that was only when he was about to say something. When there was a hafsaka, there was no new kriya. So what were the hafsakos? Says Rashi, litain revach l'moshe l'zbonein bein parsha l'parsha u'bein inyan l'inyan. Ha'vachom l'hedyad halomed m'lehedyad. So Rashi says two things. He says Vayikra is, and then Vayidaber. So it was Hashem called to Moshe when there was a dibur, and the kriya was a big call which Moshe heard and the others didn't hear. But the kriya was only if there would be a dibur later. Then there would be this call. But it was the call represented as the dibur coming. If there was no dibur coming, it was just hafsakos, then there would be no call. Then there would be no vayikra, no call. So what was the point of the hafsakos, the peis, and the samachs? So it says an unbelievable thing, that it gives time for Moshe Rabbeinu to be misbone. In other words, Hashem, you know, some people think you're going to throw information at Moshe Rabbeinu, just throw information, non-stop. Information, non-stop. So it says, no, that's not the way to do it. You have to have some information, and then there has to be a little break so people can think about it. And then, you know, to internalize it, to think about the information. And then there's more information, and then another break. So Rashi says, Madach, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Talmid from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he had the best Rebbe and the best Talmid, and still he needed a break. So Kal Vachomer, when the Rebbe is not Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Talmud is not Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a Hedyot min a Hedyot, Kal Vachomer, that you need a little time to reflect. I think it's apropos that we're doing Chazorah now, that the idea is you need Revach sometimes. You can't always be going Vayikra. Always be going Vayikra, because then you never internalize it, because you never thought about it. And that's a very important idea, that in this generation, you know, people don't think. You know, because this is a generation where there's so much ability to get information or to get things that's confused. They're always throwing things at you. So people don't take a revach to be misbonim. I remember Rabbi Bazdan once mentioned, you know, in the old days, people were walking, and while you're walking, you were thinking. And here, and today, you know, we're walking with a cell phone. We're always engaged. There's no revach with bonin. So it's a very important idea that this doesn't only apply to learning. It applies to life also. Sometimes you just have to stop and just think a little bit. Think about where you're heading, what you're doing, what your likes are, what your dislikes are. You know, think about where you want to go, what your goals are, what your dreams are. You know, you need time to think. You can't be constantly, you know, even people who are into learning, constantly having a Walkman on their ears, so there's constant things being thrown at them. And they never think for themselves. That's a problem about people in life in general, and in learning in specific. Well, a lot of people who are, you know, learning sometimes never think. They're learning 24 hours, but they're never thinking about their learning. How could that be? Because they're always going weiter, and then they're always hearing information being thrown at them, and they never work it out and think about it and internalize it, etc. And that's the idea of the hafsakos, says Rashi, Litein revach l'moshe l'zbonim. Well, there's a famous Mishnah, actually a Brisa, the last parak in Pirkei Avos. The Brisa says on page 2, Amar Mishuv ben Levi, the Kol Yom Vayom Baskol Yotzeis Mihar Chorin, that every day of the year, a Baskol comes out from Har Sinai, Umachrezes Ba'omeres, and it goes ahead and announces, Oy Lahem Labrius Me'elbona Shol Torah, that woe to people for the disgrace of Torah, meaning Shekol Misha Eino Osek B'Torah Nikra Nizuf. Well, woe to the people who are not learning Torah. That's basically what the Baskol was saying. Oilam Labrius Me'el Bona Shol Torah. And this Baskol comes out every day from Har Chorin. And then it continues on that if you learn Torah, you're Ben Chorin, etc. So the famous Kasha, the world famous Kasha that's asked on this Mishnah, this Bryce in Pirkei Avos. There's a Baskol coming out every day from Har Chorin, but no one seems to hear it. So what's the point? I mean, I don't know. Did you hear it recently? I don't know. No one seems to hear this Baskol. So why is there a Baskol coming out if no one seems to hear it? So this is a famous Kasha, and the famous Teretz is given from the Baal Shem Tov. Right. Where is it quoted? It's quoted in the Sefer Toldos Yaakov Yosef on page 5. He says, Oye Shlomar, Afi Bir de Hikshe Mori. That's like the Baal Shem. Mash Amru Chachameinu, Bechol Yom Baskol Yotzeis Mehar Chorav Machrezes. Nemanuf Shach. Imi Efshay Shiyishma Shum Adam HaKruz Hazeh Imkei Lama Yotzei Baskol Klal. What's the point of the Baskol? If no one could hear, Vim Efshe Shiyishma and Kei Mei Taim Alo Nishma. And if you could hear it, so why don't we hear it? So what's going on? So he says like this, Subir, Ki Lamala Ein Omer Ve'ein Dvarim Mako Olam HaMachshava and Kei Masha Magia La'odam Hirhuri HaTshuva Humana Kruz. He says like this, that sometimes people feel inside of them an awakening to learn, an awakening to do something good. He says, where does that come from? That comes from the neshama having sound waves towards that baskol. In other words, that baskol is heard. It might not be heard in the physical world, but in the Olam HaMachshava, when we have inspiration, that inspiration very often is coming because our neshama is in tune to hear that baskol. To hear that baskol. So the Sefer Degel Machane Ephraim on page 8, which is a classic Chassidish Sefer, quotes this vort. And he basically ties it in to the Rashi on Vayikra. He says, what does Rashi say? Vayikra Moshe, there was a kol, but Moshe heard it, no one else heard it. So what's the pshat? He says that it's the same idea. This kol was what? Was sort of like this bas kol that was Yotzei Mehar Chorev, a similar type of thing. And only Moshe heard it. Why? The Klal Yisrael didn't get any Mesim Alev Klal here at Shuvah. You see, because if you never stop to hear it, you'll never hear it. Moshe Rabbeinu, Mechinas Das, his neshama, he would stop and pay attention, and then he would get the inspiration. Whereas, because everyone else could hear it also, but they're too busy. They never take the time out to reflect. And when you take the time out to reflect, you can get Hirhurei Tshuva and Hirhurei Hisorus, and that's coming from the Bas Kol. It's only Moshe Rabbeinu that heard it, because he was the one who had Bechinas Das, meaning he would take time out to be Mizboni. He would take time out to be Mizboni. And that means that anyone, like the Rambam says, anyone could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Doesn't mean we could be a Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu, but we could be Madregas like Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's just important every once in a while, like, to just stop and think about your learning. Just think about it. You know, sometimes a person thinks too much, it's not good either. But then he thinks too much and he analyzes too much, and then he gets himself, you know, caught up, and it's not so healthy either. But the opposite extreme, the never to think, which a lot of people never think. A lot of people never think. They might have packets, they might have a notebook full of information, but they never think. They never think to understand, to internalize it, to think about it. And that's the chin of Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu hears the kol, Vayikra El Moshe. Oh, because only Moshe heard. Only Moshe took the time out to hear. Everyone else is too busy. And Rav Shach is a Sefer Orchos HaYeshiva, which I just got at this farm sale. Different things said over from Rav Shach. So he writes about the idea of Hefsek, Hafsoka, Bein Hazmanim. He says, Bein Hazmanim is not Pshat, but Bein Hazmanim is to reflect on what you learned the Zman before. Now you're going to be Kodeh. Now you're going to think about it and internalize it. And that's what we're doing Chazara, that's the point. We can always say, you know, there's more to do, so why should we stop doing Chazara? Let's do more. But then in the end, you think you'll have more, you have nothing. But you stop and you do Chazara, or you haven't been as manim or something like that, then you could reflect on what you learned. That's when you code it. Because if you don't take revach lisboning, then you have nothing in the end. And again, not only in learning, but in everyone's life situation, everyone has, you know, decisions to make, everyone has things to do, and you need revach. If Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the highest madrega, learning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he also needed Revach Lizbonim. So Kal V'chomer, Rashi says, Hedyot Mina Hedyot. And that's the same thing where Rashi's saying, that since Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Revach Lizbonim, that's why he hears the call and no one else. Meaning he internalizes the message and no one else. Because everyone, in other words, you can have 50 people in the same shir. And they're all hearing it, but how many people will kone it in the end? So if you take time out to be misbonin, to rethink it, to go over it again, to discuss it again, to be excited about it again, then you kone it. And that's what Rav Shach says. Benaz Manim was not made as a bittel from the Torah. It's made to be kone what you had. You know, during this man, it's you fight, 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 and now stop. And let's be coded. Now I'd like to tie this into Amalek. Because Amalek, I believe, whole, there's a lot to say about Amalek. We can say all the bad things on Amalek. So that's been, I'd like to say the following about Amalek. See, what's Amalek? Asher Karcha Baderach. See, Amalek's yisod is, a person's in the derech. That means that he's moving. He's not the yishuv hadas. So there we get it. Because his vulnerability is because he's baderech. He's never be yishuv hadas. He never was bisbonim. So this person ultimately is a weak person because he never was kona anything in his life. He never stopped to reflect. Some also applies to relationships with people. To stop to have a relationship with your friend, a relationship with your wife, a relationship with somebody. And sometimes we just, life moves on and moves on. Then we stop to reflect about the relationship and what it means to us. So if you're always baderech, so then it's always going to be asher karcha. You never think about it, you're never going to internalize it. It's also important when you're dating. As someone once said, you have to step back sometimes and think about what's going on. Is this relationship meaningful to me? Is it not meaningful to me? Is it the person I care about? Is not? But Amalek is your baderech. Just keep with the derech. Don't stop to think. And then it's asher karcha. Asher karcha baderech. And I think that can be pshat in the Gemara on Kuf Yud Ches on the base on page 12, on page 13. He said, we did this Gemara recently, so we'll do it again. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amol is Shomer Yisrael Shabbos Rishona, Lo Shalta Behem Uma V'Loshem. If Klal Yisrael would have been Shomer Shabbos right away, then no one would start off with that. Shenemar Vayi B'Yom HaShvi Yotzu Menoham Lulcham. Right, they violated Shabbos. They collected the month, right, also the Aviram. And then right after that, it says in Shmos, Inshallah, Vayovo Amalek. So Amalek came because of Chilul Shabbos. So I think the Shabbos is like this. Why does Amalek come to Chilul Shabbos? Because the point of Shabbos is a time where we must. We stop everything. We're not in the regular routine. Now we can reflect. We're not baderech now. We're not in the routine. We can stop and think about what do we want out of life? What do we want out of our learning? What do we want out of our relationships with people? Stop. But if you never stop, you never keep Shabbos, so then you're always baderech. So that's what Amalek's going to get you. Because Amalek knows that the weak people are the people baderech. People but Derek are the weak people. And the Sefer told us, Yaakov Yosef, and I saw it quoted in the Diori Hasidus, he says that one of the ways of destroying Amalek is through Limud Torah B'Shabbos Kodesh. Because we know that the Yerushalmi says, Lo Nidna Shabbosos Elef Limud Torah. And we know by Yachanu Berfidim Rafu Yideim. So in other words, there was what the Talmud is going to say. He puts together the Chazal that says by Yachanu Berfidim by Yovo Amalek, right? She Rafu Yideim. And the Gemara in Shabbos says that Klal Yisrael weren't Shomer Shabbos. So, and Shabbos is the time for Torah. Lo Nidna Shabbos is Ola Torah. So that's the idea. Dafka Torah on Shabbos. Because Torah on Shabbos means the concept of Torah without the regular routine. Stop, think, because that's what Shabbos is about. It's the time for stopping, the time for thinking. And then if you do that, then Amalek's not going to have control of you. But if you're constantly running, constantly, then there's no chance. And I thought to bring a piece that I wrote on Shmos, in Rebar Shmos, Chovas HaHizbonimus. And the point of the Maimer was that, in, you could read the whole thing, that Paro, the idea of Tichbat HaVoda, that Klal Yisrael should always be working, because he didn't want them to think. And that's what Klal Yisrael wanted to take off for Shabbos, so they could have a time for his bonus. And I quote here from Shomu Moshe, he quotes a Ruach from page 22. Tamar regards those bonus with Gochus Atzmo. He says, G'day lahaktik was advar nifloim, the Rebbe of Hershala. You know, I saw him, I think, once. He was a spinky Rebbe who passed away not so long ago in Williamsburg, of Hershala. So he's quoted as saying, the Sefer Menuchos HaNefesh, he says, in Yiddish, the last end of that paragraph on page 22, Kamer Regoyim, zu bleiben in Beis Medrash finif minut noch in davenin er soll sich treffen mit zayn eigene nefesh. He says sometimes, I don't know necessarily have to be after shul, but sometimes you need 5 minutes just to meet up with yourself. In other words, because sometimes we're running, we're moving, we're going, we never have a kesher with ourselves. Forget about even a kesher with other people. We don't have a kesher with ourselves. We don't know what is really bothering us in life. What do we really need? What are we really lacking? We're always baderech. Baderech. That's amolek. That's what amolek gets you. Because amolek gets these people who never do his bonus, who never think at all. Again, sometimes if you think too much and you're analyzing this, and then you paralyze yourself. Because you think of a situation, and some people, that's the way they think. Every nekuda, like they analyze life, like they analyze a Tosfos to the nth degree, and then, then you paralyze yourself, because nothing, situation in life is perfect, and nothing is, so it's not good to analyze too much, because then, you won't get anywhere. You'll just be stagnant. But you have to think, you have to know yourself, you have to be honest with yourself. That's the most important thing, especially in dating. To be honest with yourself, who you are, what type of person you really need. Not what the image says, but what's going to make you really happy inside. Because ultimately, a lot of times, the image. If I marry a girl who went to this seminary, so then that's the image I need. I need a, you fill in the blank. This place, and that'll make a good image. They'll say, "Oh, he has a girl from this place," but really, that's not necessarily the best thing for you, because inside that maybe something else is much better for you, even if it's not the quote the image that's supposed to be out there. But that's meeting yourself, and that's his boneness, and that's taking some time out, and that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the best time for that. With Shabbos, we stop the routine. And Amolek says, people who are not Shomer Shabbos, that's not who I attack. Because they're always Badera. They have no Rizbonus. They never stop to think. They never thought out people. Again, to think too much and to analyze too much is also not good. But if you don't think and you don't take the time out, then you'll never hear the call. You'll never hear that bas kol. Because the bas kol is every day. But most people don't hear it. By Yikrael Moshe, he hears it. The other people didn't, because the other people don't take the time out. And Moshe Rabbeinu, as great as he was, he needs time out from his boning. Even though he's the best Talmud, and he had the best Rebbe, he still needs time to be misboning. Kal v'chomer hedyot v'nehedyot. So our Mechama ba'amolek is being people who are thought out, not crazy thought out, but thought out well. And then Amalek won't be able to start up with us, and then Bez Hashem will have ultimate hatzlach.
Rashi says there's no hafsaka.